We will start again from Perek Gimel, Mishnayis Negoyim. Mishnah starts off, HaKil Metama Ben Negoyim. Everybody could have a Tumas Negoyim, means even a Koton. Chutz Min HaGoyim, the Ger Toshev. A Goy, or else a Ger Toshev means a regular Goy, just he was Mekabel to watch the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach, but he did not go through a Maisa Geras, he's still called a Goy, they have no Tumas Negoyim. Now HaKil Kesherim Liris Des Negoyim. Anybody, even Yisrael, is kosher to see the Nega. If he's a buck, he knows the lochus. It's only the gezeras akosiv that the one to pronounce the person tomer, the one to pronounce him tor, has to be a kohen. And therefore, oimrim loy, a yisroel that's a buck that sees the nega, that he knows that this nega is tomer, and he has the kohen next to him, and the kohen does not know the lochus. So oimrim loy, the yisroel can tell this kohen, emor tomer, tell this person that he's tomer, because I know that this nega is tomer. And then the Kohen has a right just to say the person is Tomei, and then the person becomes Tomei. Or else, Emor Tor, the Yisrael tells the Kohen, listen, this neger is Tor, tell the person his Tor is clean. Then the Kohen said that he's Tor. So, kids, even though Yisrael could paskin, but the actual Amira, the one that has to say it, has to be a Kohen. Now, what he says, that makes either the Chalais Tumah, or that takes off the Tumah. Now the locher is that ein royim shnei negoyim kiyechud. A kohen cannot see in paskana two negoyim the same time. Bein b'yishechud, bein b'shnei anoshim, whether they're both on the same person or they're on two different people. El rather royes echod umasgiro. You have to see one nega and paskan on it. Whether you say it's masgiroi means it has the color of a nega, but it doesn't have the simoni tum, like we'll see later. It doesn't have any white hair on it. Say for the lochers, you have to watch him for another week. Or also machlitoi, let's say it has the color, and it also has simin tumah, it also has, let's say, two white hairs on it. Say in your machlit, you say for sure that he's tamei. Or also poitroi, or else you have to say that this color is bechlal, not a color of a nega, it's too dark. And therefore, you paskin on the first nega first. Then if you finish your psak on the first nega, then bechazel hasheni, then you go to paskin on the second nega. Now, ein mazgirin es hamuzgar. Let's say you already passed on the first nega that is supposed to be watched for another week, and now in the middle of that week, another nega comes on the person. You do not have to pass on that nega now. It means ein hamazgir muzgar. In the middle of a hezgar, you don't pass on another one. And v'loy machlitin es hamuchlet. Let's say you passed on the first nega today that is vade tamei, and then tomorrow another nega comes on the person. You don't have to pass on it now. And ein mazgirin es hamuchlet. Let's say on the first nega you pass on it, it's Vade Tomei. So now on the second nega, you don't have to pass on it to make a Hesker. You don't have to watch him now, but rather wait until the first nega becomes Tor, and then you take care of the second nega. And the same thing, V'loi Machlit in Es HaMuzgar. Let's say by the first nega, you pass on it, it has to have a Hesker. You have to watch it for another 7 days. And then after you pass on the first nega, then it showed up another nega. So you do not have to pass on the second nega. We'll soon see, until the end of the week. So this is the klal. Again, the Mishnah started off to say that if the person has two negoyim on him, so like before they paskan the first nega, if the second nega showed up, then you're supposed to paskan first on the first nega completely, and then paskan the second one. Just if you paskan on the first nega first, and at that time the second nega did not show up yet, the second nega first shows up after you paskan on the first nega, that's this part of the Mishnah to say, you do not have to take care of that second nega, but rather Abu Batchila, when do you take care of the second nega? Only if at the beginning, like before you paskin on the first nega, it showed up a second nega, then you mechuyev to paskin on the second nega right after you get finished paskin on the first nega, or else, b'soif shavua, let's say you paskin on the first nega, and it was a hesker, you have to watch it for 7 days, so at the end, on the 7th day, it's like a new psak, if by the end of the 7th day, a second nega showed up, so then you pass and then on the second nega also. Now hamaskir maskir, vi hamachlit machlit. Meaning to say it that this second week or the first week or the beginning, whatever you paskin for one, it doesn't make a difference. You can paskin either the same or different for the second one. Means hamaskir maskir. If you paskin heskir for the first one, you could also paskin the same thing for the second one also. If that's the case, vi hamachlit machlit. That's at the beginning that the person had two negoyim on him. So after they pass on the first nega that he's a machlit, they could right away pass on the second nega also be that he's a machlit, if that's what he's supposed to be, that he's a vade tamei. Or else a maski, you could pass on the first nega that's a hesker, if you have to watch him for another 7 days. Upoiter, again, if it came at the beginning or the end of the first week, and you look at the second one now, and that's Tor, so you could say he's Poiter, he's Tor. Machlok, the Rosh Kapaskan, that the first one is Vadei Tomei, Upoiter, you could pass on the second negative is Vadei Tomei. At the right times, when you're supposed to pass on the second one, that psak has nothing to do with the first psak. Whatever you pass on the first nega has its psak, and now you pass on the second nega, its psak. Now, Mishnah Beis. Choson sheniru lo nega. Let's say a person's a choson about to get married, and now it appears on his body a nega. The locher is noistnu loy shiva simei ha-mishnah. We have a right, the kohen has a right to wait, not to come and see the nega, not to paskin on the nega, because maybe you make him tomei to run his chasna, but rather we let him get married, and we wait for sheva yimei mishnah, and after the sheva brachas, then the kohen comes to paskin on the nega. So that's called noistnu loy shiva simei ha-mishnah. Loy, to him, or levesai to his house. Let's say a nega happens in his house, the same thing, we do not paskin until after sheva brachas. Or lechsusa, let's say the nega comes upon us, begodim, the same thing, we wait till after the sheva brachas. V'chein beregel, the same thing happens if any person, any Yisrael, that a nega comes upon him, or his house, or his clothing, right before Yom Tov. So also, nois neloi, call you mesa regel. We have a right to wait till after Yom Tov, and then we'll first paskin. But we have a right to push it off, not to ruin his Yom Tov. And in the Teres Kanim Adashim from the Pasuk, over Yom Harayas boy, meaning say yesh yoim shatar roya boy, yesh yoim shiatar roya boy. There are some days that you don't see the nega. Meaning to say, where it's a hefset for the person, we have right to wait. Yeah, now to Mishnah Gimel. Now the Mishnah is going to go to explain the different types of nega, the different halachas. So Mishnah says, or habosor, when you have a nega on the skin of your flesh, and the negus, like we had before in the first Mishnah, there are four maras negoyim, shtayim shem arbo, there's the beheris, and there's the seis, there's the sheleg, and there's kesid, and then there's the ketsem alovon, and then there's kebetza, krum habetza. So you have any one of those four maras of whiteness on your skin, that's called or habosa, so metama b'shnei shavuos. If it's the size of a gris when it comes to the kayin, and it stays that way, so he watches it for 1 week, and then he watches it for a second week. And if at the end of the second week it doesn't grow bigger, then you become tor. So for 2 weeks you have tumas hesker on you. Over shloshes simonim, but there are three simonim that can make you become tomi muchlat right away. And that's besay yolovon. If on this nega, on this white spot on your body, it grows inside that spot, the two white hairs, so that's a simon tomi, become muchlat right away. Or else uva michia, let's say some raw meat grows there, in the middle of the nega, the skin turns raw, that's a michia, that's also a simen tuma. Or else uva fisyoin, mean to say if the nega spreads, if that white spot spreads in the size of a chadosha, the size of an adosha of a lentil, so that makes you, vadei tum, makes you a muchlat. Now Mishnah explains, that we say a simin tumah is, if you have two white hairs growing there, else the skin becomes rua. That's batchila. That could happen at the beginning, as soon as you come to the kohen and he sees the white spot on your body. And if there's two hairs there, the michya, you become tamei muchvad right away. Or else the saif shua rishon. It could be no, when the kohen first saw the nega, you didn't have this yet. So he watches you for 1 week. Hesker locks you up for 1 week. If at the end of the week now he finds Sayalov and Omichya, to become Muchlat. Or else it could even happen of a Sayyid Shavua Sheni. Let's say the end of the first week, nothing doing. So he locks you up for another week. The end of the second week, and now white hair grew or Michya came there, you become a Muchlat now. And even Liacharap Tur, meaning let's say after the second week, nothing happened, it didn't spread, and these two Samarim didn't come. So the Kohen said that you're Tor. And then later, after he said you're Tor, later it grew white hair or michya, so you become a muchlat from then. What's going to be of a fisyon? This halacha of the nega spreads, so that only applies the seif shvur rishon. It only applies at the end of the first week, because at the beginning, when you first come to the kohen, you can't have a fisyon. Like whatever size it is, that's the size of the original nega. It's only later, after the week goes by, then the kohen checks for the second time. If he sees the second time that it's wider, it's spread over the first time, then that's a simen tumah, that's called fisyon. Or else the same thing of a soif shavua sheni at the end of the second week. Or else even the achrab tur, let's say after 2 weeks it did not spread, the Kohen Paskim that you tore, and then later it spreads. Then you become a Mukhlat. Now the Mishnah explains itself from the time of Shnei Shavuos, where it doesn't spread, or there's no simonim, there's no two white hairs, or there's no michia, only the original mara. So then you're tamei for 2 weeks, like we lock you up for 1 week, then for second week. Now how long are these 2 weeks? Shein shloisha seyim, it's only 13 days. Because at the end of the first week, on the seventh day, that day is oil lakan lakan. That's the end of the first week, and it's also the first day of the second week. So really together, it's only 13 days that you have a tumas hesker on you, and if the nega does not grow, does not have a white hair or michia, you become tor after 13 days. These are lochas of regular maris negoyim, a nega white spot on your skin. Now, Mishnah Dalit, what's going to be hashchin viha michva? This is another type of a nega. A shchin and a michva, this is, a shchin means you got a wound on your hand, because of a bang, something hit you there, that the skin came off, and then the skin became sick, like came off, and then new layer of skin starts to grow. That's called hashchin, and that new layer of skin that grows over the wound. Or else be hamichva. Hamichva means the reason why the skin was removed because of a burn. You got burnt there on the skin, and the skin came off, and now a new layer of thin layer of skin is growing back. That's the nega of a shchin and a michva. So metame b'shvu echad, you only become tamei for 1 week. Again, meaning to say that after the skin got destroyed there because of a bang or because of a burn, and then when it starts to grow back again, the top thin layer, if on that thin layer there's a mara of a nega, one of the four colors we had before, a spot comes on that skin, so that's called you have a nega of a shchin or a nega of a michva. And here the chilik between this nega and a regular nega is that you only tamei for 1 week, b'shuech, we only lock you up like for 1 week. If at the end of the week it doesn't spread, we make you tor right away. But with shnei simonim, here there's only two simonim that can make you tamei muchlut. And that is b'sei lovin. Again, if on this shchin or on this michve, where the skin has a white spot, if on that white spot the two white hairs grow there, or else a fissyon, or else when the Kohen checks it out at the end of the week, he sees that the white spots spread, that makes you mukhlat, makes you tummy right away. But at the end of the first week it did not spread, that's the chiddush that you become tor, we do not have to wait another week. Now, b'sei lovin, and also the chiddush is that there's no tumas michia. If the skin there turns ruah, that's not a simin tummy by a shchin and by a michva. It's only by a regular nega, not by a shchin and by a michva. Now, b'sei lovin, how does that happen? Batchila, b'sei shavua, v'yach raptur. At the beginning, when you first come to the Kohen at the beginning, and he sees the white spot on the shchin or michva, if at that time there is already two white hairs, so he makes you a mukhlat, your body tamei. Or else, let's say at the beginning you don't have the two white hairs, but just the safe shavua at the end of the first week, when he checks it out a second time, then it grew the two white hairs, then you're tamei mukhlat. And even be l'yach raptur, let's say first you had your shchin or michva, and the Kohen checked it out at the end of the week, and it did not spread, and you did not have this simonim of two hairs, so he said you're tor. And then later it grows two white hairs, you become tamei from then. Now over fission, how do you have the second simitoma that it spreads? That could only be either b'seif shavua, at the end of the first week when the Kohen checks you out the first, the second time. So you already saw it the first day. So if he sees it now the second time that it spread, that's a simitoma, you're mukhlat. Or else the yacharap tur, that's the after the first week, it did not spread yet. So the Kohen passed him that you tore. And then later he sees that it spreads. So that's also machlat you to become tamei. Here, when he first sees it, the nega without these two simonim, you have to wait 7 days until we check you out a second time. Now, Mishnah, hey, hanisokim. This is another type of a nega. This is where you have a bald spot on sheberosh oy bezokin, either on your head, hair on your head, or on your beard. Now, it's a machlokes. Some Lama Parshim learn that you do not have to have a mara, it doesn't have to change any colors. Just the fact that in the middle of your hair, or in the middle of your head, or in the middle of your beard, the hair starts to fall out and it becomes a bald spot there, that gives you this tumay, that's called tumas nesokim. That the locher is mitamim bishnei shavuos. Like if it does not spread, the Kohen looks at it and he puts you away for 1 week. He looks again at the end of the first week. If it does not spread, he puts you away for a second week. And at the end of the second week, then you become tor. Now, b'shnei simonim, like during these 2 weeks or right away, there are two simonim that can make you tamei muchlat right away. and that's either Beseya or Tsohov Dak, this very thin hair that grows there with the color of gold, like golden thin hair. If it grows in this Nesokim, in this bald spot of your head or in your beard, that makes you tummy right away. Or else the Fisyon, or else again, like if it spreads, the bald spot spreads, like more hair falls off. You go to the Kohen first, and he puts you away for a week. At the end of the week, he sees that spread. That also makes you a muchlat. Now the Mishnah explains, b'seyer tzov dak, if you have thin golden hair growing there, batchila, the first time you come to the Kohen, if you have a bald spot there on your head or on your beard, and in the middle of the bald spot, there's this gold hair there, that makes you tummy right away. Or else it could be b'seyf shvur rishon, or else b'seyf shvur sheni, or else even liachar aptur, even after you waited 2 weeks, and it didn't spread, so the Kohen said yator, and then later it grows some golden hair there, you become tummy muchlat from then on. Now, b'fisyon, what's the case if this bald spot grows? That means b'seyf shvur rishon, and he came to the Kohen first and he saw it, so he says you have to wait for 7 days. On the seventh day, when the Kohen looks at it a second time, if it spread then, see, make sure for muchlat, yavadi tamei, or else b'seif shvur sheni, at the end of the second week, then it first spreads, or else even liachrab tur, let's say after the second week when the Kohen saw it the third time, he did not see it spread then, so he said yator, and then later it started to spread, the bald spot got bigger, so then you become muchlat. Now, mitamim b'shnei shavuos, the loch here is also you have to wait 2 weeks, which is shehen shleisha siyem, really it's only 13 days, because the seventh day when the Kohen looks at the second time, that day is only lekan lekan. It's called the end of the first week, and it's also called the first day of the second week. So really at the end of 13 days, if it did not spread, you become tohor. Now the pshar we said before, that was for the Ramban learned the Chumash like that, that this neg of the nesak just means that on your hair, of your head, or your beard, it becomes a bald spot there, the size of a gris, even though it does not change the color of the skin there, still you have this tumas nesak. You have to watch it for 2 weeks. If it does not spread, then you become tor, or else if some golden hair grows there, you become tumim muchlet, or else if it spreads. So that's tumas nesak, nesokim. Now the next Mishnah says, Mishnah vov, ha-korachas v'agabachas. That's another type of a baldness. That's not just how a bald spot comes in your head, but either the whole front of your head becomes bald, or else the whole back of your head becomes bald. That's called a karachas and a gabachas. Now a karachas means that the back part of your head became bald, and a gabachas means that the front part, like from the forehead until the temples, if they become bald, that's this tumas of hagabachas. So now the loch over here is mitamas b'shnei shavuos. Again, if you have this simen tumah here, now here by karachas and gabachas, here she to say that you only become tumah if there is a mara tumah there. Because you have to have one of the four white spots there to be in the middle of this karachas and gabachas. So if you have a white spot there, so you metamah shnei shavuos, for 2 weeks you remain tumah. Meaning after the first week, the Kohen checks you out a second time. And if it did not spread, he has to check you out again for another week. So for 2 weeks, you remain betumas hesker. Over shnei simonim. Now there are two simonim over here that can make you vadai tomei, which is b'michya. Either now in the middle of that simen nega, on the bald spot, there becomes a raw flesh, michya, or else of a fission, or else if it spreads, if the mara nega spreads, so that also makes you tomei. So the chiddush of this tumas of karachas and gabachas over regular mara on your skin is that by regular mara on your skin, there was a simituma of two white hairs. But over here, since it's on your bald spots of your head, see here there's no simin of two white hairs. And some of us learn, even if two white hairs grow there, you do not become tummy. But otherwise, it has a regular tumas of a regular nega, that on this bald spot, whether it's in the front part of your head or the back part of your head, you become tummy if you have one of the four maras negoyim there. Whether the size of a grist of your skin there turns white, either like snow, or like sid, or like white wool, or like krum beta. Now it has the same malach as a regular nega, that two times you have to have a hesker, and you tell me for 2 weeks. Now, the Mishnah explains, b'michya, what's going to be if some raw meat grows there in the middle of the simen, so batchila, whether the Kohen sees that there right away, as soon as you have your bald spot, and as soon as you have a white spot on it there, and it's a michya, you become tummy right away. or else besayf shmur rishon. Let's say at the beginning when the kohen saw it, it did not have a michiyah. So it just says we have to wait 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, looks a second time, and now we see on this white spot, on the bald spot there, there's a michiyah, the meat, the flesh turned ruah. That's a simen tumah. Who adin besayf shmur sheni? Let's say at the end of the first week, nothing doing. She locks you up for another week. At the end of the second week, now there's a michiyah there. Now you become muchlat. Who adin liach raptur? After the second week, let's say he did not see anything, so the kohen said that you tore, and then later a michya, the ruah spot, grows there. So that also makes you tummy. Now with this yun, how do you have the case where the nega spreads? Either could be besayf shvur rishon. Again, first you come to the kohen that the front part of your hair, your head became bald, and on that bald spot, on that bald place of your skin, there was a mara of a nega there. So he sees it once, and he waits for a week. If at the end of the week he comes, and he sees that it's spread, so that also makes you vade tomei. Hu adin b'seif shvur sheni. Let's say at the end of the first week it did not spread, so he has to lock you up for another week. At the end of the second week, if it spreads then you become tomei. Or else hu adin liach raptur. Let's say after the second week it did not spread, so the kohen said that you're tor, and then later it starts to spread, so later you become tomei. Now, metamais b'shnei shavuos, halacha is also as hesker, you become tomei for 2 weeks. Shein shleishos yom, really it's only 13 days, because the seventh day helps for both the end of the first week and the beginning of the second week. That's the lochis of these different type of negoyim. Again, we had so far the maros negoyim on your skin, which really there were four colors, four different white colors, but really could be eight colors because there's red mixed into every one of them. So the first one, eighth one, the eight different colors are on your skin. Then we had where you have it on a shchin or a mikveh, which that's not on your skin itself, but that's where you had a wound on your skin, and the skin came off, and then new skin starts to grow back. That you have also one of these eight different colors on that spot. That was the nega of a shchin and a mikveh. That there it did not have a tumas michya, the chiddush was. They only had a tumah of seyelovon and fisyon. And then we had on the sokim, that stam, where you have a little bald spot in the middle of your head or in the middle of your beard, even though there's no maros negoyim there at all, still you become tamei. And now this last case we had was the karachas negabachas, where the front part of your head or the back part of your head becomes bald, not just on one small spot, but the whole front or the whole back becomes bald, then you only become tamei if there's a mara of a nega there. And the chiddush is that there's no tumah of white hair, but rather only of michya and v'fisyon. Now Mishnah Zayin. Habagodim, a new type of a tumah. There could be a nega on your clothing, not on your body itself, but on your clothing. See the locher is mitamah mishnei shavuos. Also, you could have this tumah for 2 weeks. And uvishloshes simonim, there are three simonim that make you tumah if it comes upon your begodim. First of all, it's biyarakrak uviyadamdam. On begodim, we don't have the four maris, the white maris. They do not make the beggar tumah. It has to either be a green color, or else an adamdam, or else it has to be a red color. These are the two colors that make your begodim tamei. Over fisyon, or else if these things spread, I will soon explain. Now the Mishnah explains, the irakrek will be adamdam. That we say if there's a green spot or a red spot on the beged, that's a simen tumah. So it means to say betchila. Let's say at the beginning, when you first came to the kohen, there was a green spot or a red spot. So lochos, when you first come to the kohen, we have to wait 1 week to see if it spreads or not, and then we wait a second week. If it here the chiddush is though, even though it doesn't spread by the end of the second week, as long as it doesn't become smaller, it doesn't become keya lighter, that's called the simen tumah, it becomes tamei vaday, and we have to burn the beged. That's why here it's different by maros negoyim. By maros negoyim on the skin, if you have that first white color, if it stays the same way for 2 weeks, you become tor. That's why before we do not call those maris simen tumah. But over here by begodim, the halacha is that this yirakrak or this adamdam, there's green color on the beged or the red color of the beged. If it stays the same way for 2 weeks, then it becomes vade tumah and you have to burn the whole beged. Therefore, it's called the simen tumah. Even though you're not tummy right away, you have to wait till the end of the 2 weeks. But I call upon him, even if it doesn't change, then you have to burn it. So that's why Vadamda means Betchil was there at the beginning, or else Besayf Shvur Rishon. It first showed up at the end of the first week. or else b'sayf shvua sheni, or else even liyachar aptur, even after the kohen said that the beged is tor, l'moshol, that after the first week, after the second week, it became smaller, the size of the color, or else it became lighter, so he said you're tamei, and then later it comes back again to the same color, the same size it was before, so that's the siman tamei. So the kids, what the Mishnah means to say is that betchila, when you first come to the kohen and the kohen sees a green spot or a red spot, so he has to wait a week. So he looks at it b'sayf shvua rishon at the end of the first week, and even though it stays the exact same way, he has to look at it a second time at the end of the second week. So that's called b'sayf shvua sheni. And if it stays the same way in a chanami, then it becomes a siman tumah that's tamei vad. You have to burn it. Now again, we've explained. Let's say at the end of the second, the end of the first week, it became smaller or lighter. So that's called hipatid. He said, no, yator. Then liyachar aptur, even after the kohen paskin that yator, later it comes back again, the green spot to the red spot, to the same size and the same color was at the beginning, that's a siman tumah, it's tamei vadi, you have to burn the whole beged. Over fisyon, how do you have a case where it's just spread? That's called b'sayf shvur rishon. Let's say you first come to the kohen, and it has this green spot on it. So he says, okay, let's wait for a week. And he sees it at the end of the first week. If at the end of the first week, when he sees it, it's spread, that's a siman tumah vaday, you have to burn the whole beged. B'sayf shvur sheni, let's say at the end of the first week, it did not spread. But at the end of the second week, it spread. Then also, you have to burn it. And the chur of the kashrim, this is the chur we just learned, there'll be tumah anyway. Like after the second week, even though it stayed the same color, the same size, it's tamei muchad anyway. So what's the chiddush now that it spread? So we'll soon see later on the loch, his son said at the end of the second week, it's only tamei muchad if the same color remains. But let's say it changed a little bit from the Iraq break to Adamdeim, then it could be that just the mokam anegi have to cut out and burn just that part, but the regular beged is tor. But then later, after the second week, then later, it spreads a little bit more, then you have to burn the whole beged. That's the chiddush. Or else the Mishnah says, liyachar aptur. Let's say at the end of the second week, it became smaller or it became lighter. So lochur is then the beged is tor. And then later the beged spreads, the color spreads. So that makes it vaday tom that you have to burn the whole beged. So the Mishnah ends off with mitam b'shnei shavuos, that you have to wait these 2 weeks, which really are shehein shloish asayim. They're also only 13 days. The seventh day is Oilu Lakan Lakan. The seventh day helps both the end of the first week and the beginning of the second week. So that Aloch is of Tumas on the Begodim, which we'll learn more about later on. Now the last type is Tumas HaBatim. So Mishneches HaBotim. What's going to be if you have a house and there's a Nega on the wall of your house, and again it's the same color as the Begodim. It's either green, very green, or else very red. Adam Yirak right via Damdam. So also, mitamim b'shloisha shavuos. Here the chiddush is, that we even lock you up a third time for a third week. After the first week, after the second week, after a third week. But with shloisha simonim, there are three simonim that will make the batim vadai tomei. That's the irakrek, or the adamdeim, or the fisyon. Again, if this green color or red color stays on the wall for 3 weeks straight, then we make the house vadai tomei. Or else even less than that, with the fisyon, which starts to spread, also, we make the house if it's vaday tamin. Now, the aloch of tumas batim is like this. Now, let's say you have a green spot or red spot on the wall. So the current first sees it, he like locks it up, keeps everybody out for 1 week. Then he sees it at the end of the second, the end of the first week. So if the same color is still there, he locks it up for a second week. Now, at the end of the second week, now it depends. If it still stays the same way, so aloch is at the end of the second week, that you have to knock out that stone or that part of the wall that has the green color on it and take the offer right around it and then put new cement inside it. That's what you do at the end of the second week. And still you have to keep everybody out for another week, the end of the third week. At the end of the third week, if nothing spreads and the nega doesn't come back again, then the kohen says the bayis is tor. So now the Mishnah explains, the yirak rek of yadamdim, how is this a siman tumah? That batchila, if you first come to the kohen, first comes to the house, and it sees a green spot on the wall or a red spot on the wall, so the house now right away becomes tamei, and you have to have a hezgi, you have to lock it up for 1 week. B'sayv shvur rishon, the end of the week, the kohen comes back, and the color still stays the same way, it didn't get any bigger, So then he locks it up for another week. Then he comes back, b'seif shua sheni, and all this time the house is tamei. At the end of the second week, so let's say now the nega still stays the same color, same size. So we said before, what you have to do is knock out that part of the wall that has the color on it, and put new cement in there, and you lock it up for another week, and the current comes back, b'seif shua shlishi. So at the end of the third week, the nega did not come back, and echanami, from then, the bias is tor. So the kitza for 3 weeks, the bias was tamei, now becomes tor. Or else, liyachar aptur, even after the third week, if the kohen says the house is tor, and then later the nega comes back again onto the wall, even though it comes back the same size was at the beginning, so then the bias becomes tamei, that you have to knock down the house. That's the loch of stam yirak rak v'yadamden. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. Now, what's going to be over fisyon? Let's say these spots spread. So it's like this. B'seif shvu rishon means first the kohen came into the house and he saw the green spot on the wall and he measured it. Then he locks it up. It's tamei for that week. Comes back at the end of the week. If at the end of the week the spots spread, then it's tamei vada. He has to knock down the whole house. Or else b'seif shvu sheni, he comes back at the end of the second week and then it starts to spread. So you have to knock down the whole house. Or else b'seif shvu shlishi. Let's say the end of the first 2 weeks it did not spread. So the end of the second week you have to just knock out the stone that the color was on and lock it up for 3 week. At the end of the third week it comes back and it spread. So lachar is then you have to knock down the house. Or else even the achar aptur. Let's say the kohen came back at the end of the third week and the nega did not come back. So the kohen pasuk and the house is tor from now on. And then later the nega comes back again onto the wall. Senech nami, that's called, you have to make a tum, that's called pisyon, yimitamrit, that you have to knock down the whole house. And therefore the Mishnah explains, Umitamim b'shloisha shavuos, like this the house remains tummy for 3 weeks. As soon as you get a rock record or a damdim, you have to wait for 3 weeks before it can become tor. In a case where the color stays the same way, that we just said for the first 2 weeks, then you knock it out, and at the end of the third week it doesn't come back. So for those 3 weeks you're tummy. Shame, which comes out to be tisha asayim. Really, there are only 19 days, because the end of the seventh day, the end of the first seventh day counted for 2 days, and the end of the 13th day counted for 2 days. So together, you only have 19 days. There ain't been a goyi in pochas meshvu echad. There's no nega, like once you have to watch it, that's not tummy for less than 7 days. Lo yoyser ashloisha shavuos, and no nega that remains tummy min asofik for more than 3 weeks. At the end of the 3 weeks, either it's tor, or else it's muchlat. We don't have a suffix more than 3 weeks. That's by this nigei habatim. But after the second week, you knock out the stone where the nega was on. And at the end of the third week, there it does not come back. So at the end of the third week, it becomes tor. So it's only tumah for 3 weeks. That's the most that can remain tumah of the hesker is for 3 weeks by tumas habatim. So kitzah, these are all the different type of colors of hilchas negoyim. And this, now we understand the Mishnah we had before that said that there was Reb Doisa ben Hurkanis said that Maros Negoyim were Shloishim Veshisha. He had 36 different Maros Negoyim. So the 36 we had was, again, there was original 4 white colors, and then each one of them could have a little bit of red mixed into it. That was 8. And there are 4 different types. There's the regular Mara of a Nega on your skin, and then there was one on the Shchin and the Michva, that's 2. And then there was on the nesek, on the bald spot in your head, or else there was the karachas megabachas, where the front and the back became bald. So that was 4 times 8, that was 32 different colors. And then you have another 2 of maris nigei begodim, which was yirakra of yadamdeim. Then another 2 of mari on the batim, which is also yirakra of yadamdeim. That's how you had the 36 different deep colors for maris negoyim. So really the question that Mishnah was, it says Nesek was one of them that had the 8 different colors. And really we learned before the Mishnah of Nesek that you become tum even without a Shinumara. Just the fact that it became a bald spot in the middle of your head or in the middle of your beard, you become tumay. So Tez Yontif brings down the Pshat, is that true? You don't need a special Mara there. But I call upon him, those 8 Maras are Bechlal, that din also. So the Maisa, there are 36 different colors, different type of dinim, where you can have the different Maras Negoyim. Now we're up to Perek Dalet. Yeah, Mishnah Aleph. Yesh b'seyel lovon ma'ashen b'fisyon. the simin tuma, that white hair, two white hairs grow in the middle of your negum, it has special locha that you don't find by the locha of fisyon where the nega spreads. And the opposite way, the yeshba fisyon, there are certain special lochas about the spreading, ma'ashein b'sayi lovan, you don't have with the white hairs. And what is this? She'asayi lovan mitama batchila. When you first come to the kohen at the first time, and he sees the nega, if it has a white spot the size of a gris, and there are two white hairs on it, so it's metame you right away, you're muchlat right away. Or metame b'chol mara loivin. Meaning these two hairs, any type of white that it has, is to, makes you tame. It does not have to be from the four colors of white. It means even if it's darker than a krum beitzo, still it's a simen tuma, since these hairs are white. Mashenke by fisyon, if the nega spreads, if only if it spreads, with one of those four colors of the maras negoyim. V'yein boy simen tohira, and there's no way that two hairs will make you tor, meaning even if your whole body, all the hair of your body turns white, that's not a simen tohira, it's only a simen tameya. Mashen came by pisyon, sometimes when it spreads over the whole body, it becomes into a simen tohira. Now the Mishnah explains, yesh be pisyon, there are certain chumras about pisyon, about spreading, that you don't have by say 11, and that is, sheha pisyon metame b'cholshu. No matter how much it spread, even a small amount, it makes you tamei. Again, the first week you came to the kohen, the first time you came to the kohen, he saw the nega, no matter how big it is, he measured it up. The next week you come, if it just spread a drop, even a mashu, it makes you vade tamei. Mashenken, by the white hairs, you have to have at least two hairs. One white hair will not make you tamei. Or mitama b'chol hanegoyim. Any type of a nega you have, when it spreads, it's a simen tuma. Whether it's nige yodim, whether it's nige begodim, or nige batim. Ma'ashenke and say lovin, you only have by nige or habosa. Chutz la nega, huadim the fisyon, it spreads outside the ikar of the nega. Ma'ashenke and b'say lovin, ma'ashenke and the white hair, it only makes you tame if it grows inside the nega. But if it grows outside the nega, you tor. Ma'ashenke and pisyon is that it starts to spread outside the original nega. Now Mishnah Beis, yesh b'michyo ma'ashein b'pisyon. There's something special about this simen tumah of raw meat grows there, over the spreading. And yesh b'pisyon ma'ashein b'michyo. There are certain special chumras about spreading that you do not have it by the raw meat. Now what is that? Sha'michyo again metama batchila. If you have a nega, one of the dal maros negoyim, and when you come to the kohen the first time, there's a michyo, it's a raw meat there, so you become tamei muchlat right away. But fisyon, you can't have that, because the first time you come, that's its size. It's only the second time when it grows, when it expands more. Or metama b'chol mara. Any type of a mara you have, the michya becomes tamei. It doesn't have to be white. No matter what color it is, the raw meat, whether it's red or black or white, the red, the raw meat, makes you tamei. Mashenka, the pisyon, is also only from the dal of maros negoyim. V'yein bo simen tor. Again, there's nowhere that a michya can make you tor. It's only a simen tameya. Mashenken by fisyon, when it spreads over the whole body, then it's a simen taira. Now the Mishnah explains, yesh b'fisyon, there are special things about spreading. Sha'a pisyon mitama b'cholshu. Again, when it spreads, no matter how small it spreads, it makes you tamei. Mashenken a michya also has a shear. A michya has to be at least the size of a chadosha or lentil. If it's smaller than that, it's not mitameyu. Or mitama b'chol anegoyim. Pishyon also applies to all the negoyim. Ma'ashenken michya does not. A michya does not apply to begodim or to batim, or even to a shchin. Does not apply the tumas of a michya. Chutz lenega. Again, a pishyon is that it spreads outside the nega. Ma'ashenken b'michya. A michya is only metamiyu if it's inside the nega. It has to be surrounded by the nega. But if it's outside the nega, then you would not have a tumah of a michya. Would not be a simin tameya. Mishnah Gimel, yesh b'seyelovon ma'ashein b'michya, v'yesh b'michya ma'ashein b'seyelovon. There are certain chumras about the white hair that you don't find by the raw meat, and certain things by the raw meat you don't find by the white hair. She'seyelovon, the white hair, mitam b'ashchin u'b'michya. Even when the neger is a shchin or a michva, when the skin was ruined because of a bang or because of a burn, and then when the skin starts to grow back, if you have a mara there, that's a shchin or a michva, so Seyer Lovon is a simen tumah there. Ma'ashenke not a michya. If you have a michya there, that's not a simen to meya. Also, say a loven is b'mechunis u'b'mefuzar, whether the two hairs are close together or that they're separated. Don't make a difference. As long as they're both inside the nega, it's a simen tumah. B'mevutzar, b'shlem mevutzar. Doesn't make enough community whether it's surrounded. Mevutzar means it's surrounded by the nega, meaning to say the hair is in the middle of the nega, and is around the hair, it's surrounded with the nega, or whether it's not surrounded by the nega. Just that the hair is at the end of the nega. True, it's touching the nega, but it's at the end of it, but it's not surrounded by the nega. This simin, the Cyrus, two white hairs, would make you tame. Ma'ashenkein by michi, you will soon see it's not, by michi, it's not that way. If it's not surrounded by the nega, there'll be no tumas michiya. Michi is only in the middle of the nega, that it became raw meat, and it's still surrounded all around the meat. There has to be the nega around the raw meat. Now the Mishnah explains, yesh b'michya, there are certain chumas about a michya, the raw meat, sha'michya metama b'karachas or the kabachas. A michya is metama whether the front part of your hair is bald, whether the back part of your hair is bald. Ma'ashenken, there's no tumma se'elovan on your bald spots in your head, because since they don't have any hair, or even if you do have white hair, it's not a simen tumma on the bald spots of your forehead or the back of your head. Hafucha v'shaloi hafucha. A michya is metama whether it's hafucha or whether it's not hafucha. Now hafucha means that the beheres, the mara nega came first, and then came the michya, and then the raw meat grew upon the mara. That's one way. Or else shaloi hafucha means to say that the michya, the raw meat, was there first, and then around the raw meat, then it grew, then it came the beheres. In both ways, you tame. Ma'ashenken by se'elovin is not that way. Se'elovin is only if first you had a mara nega on your skin, and then, like the mara, turned the hair to become white. But if you have white hair first, and then the nega would come, the skin would turn white, there would not be a simen tameya. So it's a chumra of a michya over se'elovin. That's called hafucha v'shalei hafucha. By michya, whether the michya came first, whether the beheres came first, doesn't make a difference. Now, ma'keves, es ahoifech kulei lovin. Meaning to say, it's ma'akev, it stops the heter of a kulei lovin. Meaning to say, let's say the nega spread over your whole body, so that's a simen tor, you become tor. But let's say, even though it's spread over the whole body, still there's one size of a michya there, b'chadosha, that still keeps the tumma there. In other words, the michya is ma'akev, the heter, the tyra of hofach kulei lovin. As long as there's a michya there, some part of the skin is raw, the meat is raw there, even so only the size of a lentil of a chadosha, that would still make you tummy. Or metama v'chomara, this michya, any type of a color it is, as long as it's raw meat, it makes a simen tumma. Ma'ashenken v'seilova, ma'ashenken by the white hair, the white hair is only metama you if it's white, not if it's other colors. And then if the nega spreads over the whole body, so even though you have white hair, that does not stop the tyra. You remain Torah since the nega spread over the whole body. There's only this chumra by michya, not by seir lovin. Told the Mishnah Dalit. Shtei Cyrus, not that there's a simen tameya, if you have two white hairs in the nega. So shtei Cyrus, ikoron mashkiv roishon mal bin tor. If the ikiv by the root of the hair, it's black, just on the top part of the hair, where it grows up, that became white, that's still Torah. That's not a simen tameya. But the other way, let's say Ikorin Malvin, let's say on the bottom part of the hair, where the roots are, it's white. Ferosha Mashri, even though the top part of the hair became black, is Tomei, that's a Simen Tomei. Now, Kama Yehei, Bulab Ninis, like how long does the white have to go along the hair? Like we say now, the white has to start by the bottom of the hair, by the root. But how high up of the hair, how much of the length of the hair has to be white of these two hairs? So it's a Machlekes. Rebbe Meir Oimer Kolshu, any little bit, as long as by the root, by the ikur, it's white, any kolshu of it makes it a simen tameya, as long as you have two of them. Rebbe Shimon Oimer No, Kedei Likroitz Bazug, in order to be able to cut it with a pair of scissors, that's how long the hairs have to be of white. And the Rav says, even though he's passing like Rebbe Meir, that the whiteness could be a kolshu, but the hair itself has to be long enough. Kedei likroitz bazug. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be hoisa achas milamato? It was only one hair by the root, by the bottom of it. But v'nechlokom elamalo, on top the hair split into two. V'hi niras kishtayim, it looks like two white hairs. Still the lochur is tor. It's not a simen tum, it's meya, since lamata it's only one hair. What's going to be by a heres, ovo sayo lovon, oi sayo shochor? Let's say you have a heres, you have your white nega on the skin, and inside it there's sayo lovon, there's white hair, or else there's even the black hair. So lochur is tummy, that the nega remains tummy, and if there's two white hair, that's a simen tumeya. And the chiddush is that ain chish, we're not afraid that shema miyat mekoyim sayer shochor esa beheres b'vnei shein by mamish. But let's be afraid. Maybe let's say the nega is exactly the size of a gris, exactly. So let's be afraid. Maybe the roots, like the place where the hair comes out in that nega, that should take away from the size of the nega. So whether you have white hairs there, or even if you have black hairs, maybe the place of the hair itself, like, takes away from the size of the nega, and it should be considered now like you do not have a gris. Kamashma, no, that the Mishnah says no, that Ein Chesha, we're not afraid that Shema Miyat maybe took away Mekoyim Seya, the place of the hair, shachar black, as the beres, on the size of the beres, which the size of the size of a gris. In the Teretz is Mifnei Shein by Mamish, since it has no mamashes to it, it has no substance to it. That place is so small, the place where the hair grows out from, that's not considered anything to take away from the shear of a gris. No, exactly the size of a gris, that we'll see later on in Perek Vav. The Mishnah Hey, by hairis kegris, let's say you have the size of a nega, exactly the size of a gris, of a bean. Now, v'chut yoytzi memenu, this little string-like of also white coming out from it. A chut yoytzi memenu, on your skin, there's also a little bit like string of white, white coming out. So it depends. Im yesh boi roichev shtei soros, if this chut is wide, at least the size of two hairs, so then zoiku kol is say eleven ulefisyoin. Let's say on this a streak of white coming out of the nega, there are two white hairs there. So that makes the nega tome. This is called the continuation of the nega. And hu adin ulefisyoin. Since this extends, this becomes wider, it's similar like the neger itself expanded, and you become tomei. But it cannot make the tumas michya. Means on this chut, on this strand of white that's coming out of the neger, if that turns a raw meat there, it's not matama. Because by michya we have that the shear has to be two cyrus by two cyrus. But it has to be surrounded by the neger itself. So over here, that the whole strand is only two cyrus, you cannot have a simin of a michya on this chut that's sticking out. Now, that it says, Zoyku kol l'sei lovin l'fisyon, l'fisyon means, let's say at the beginning when you came to the kohen, you had this white spot on your skin, the size of a gris, but there's also a little bit strand that came out. That's the way it was when you first came to the kohen. And again, it like a string, like a thread of whiteness on your skin. Now, if that's wide to Cyrus, then when you come back the second time, the nega spread further than the strand of white. I mean to say the pisyon took place like next to this chut, not onto the ikar and the nega, but next to this chut. So since the chut itself is two Cyrus wide, it's still like part of the nega, and therefore the pisyon now is like extended. The nega expanded, and therefore they become tamei. But if this chut is less than two cyrus, so then when you come back the second week, there's a pisyon starts to expand at the end. At the end, it starts to expand. The beheres on the other side of the strand, it's like starting a new nega. It's not attached to the first one, and therefore we'll only be tamei there if there's the size of the gris on the pisyon by itself, but it's not called an extension of the first nega. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be shtei behoros? Let's say you have two different maros negoyim, two different ones, near one another, but v'chut yoytzim ezelezeh, again there's a small strand like, a thread like, of whiteness that goes across to attach one to the other. So again, im yesh by rechev shtei saris, if this strand of white has the width of at least two saris, so mitzdorfen, it's mitzdorf the two simonim together, and it has a loch like one simon, and therefore, let's say one side has two white hairs, the whole thing becomes a mukhlat. And if not. But v'imlav, let's say the thread, this chut, is not two cyrus wide, then any mitzarfim doesn't put the two negorim together. So let's say there be a white, two white hairs on one side, only that side would become tameh, not the other side. Says this chiddush, if you have a gris, a white spot, and then there's a chut, there's this like little strand of white coming out of it, so if it's white through sarat, it's called like part of the neger itself, it's mistarif anything to the neger. And if it's not white through sarat, it's called by itself, it's not called part of the neger. Mishneh Vov. Baheres kigris, you have a white simen, you have a neger, a baheres, a white neger on your skin, and it's the size of a gris, uvo michyo kadosha. And inside the baheres, inside this gris, is a michyo, a raw meat, the size of a kadosha. And also the seyeloven betecha michyo, in the middle of the michyo, you have the seyeloven. And the seyeloven now is betecha michyo. So it comes out that this neg is not tummy because of the seyeloven, because the seyeloven is not in the middle of the baheres, it's in the middle of the michyo. Just the middle of the baheres is the michyo. So therefore, this baheres is tameh because of the michyo, the raw meat. Now, what's going to be holcha hamichyo? Let's say the michyo goes away, and it's only a baheres now. The locha is now tameh mifnei seyeloven, that this nega is still tameh because the maisa now there's the seyeloven is the middle of the nega. What's going to be holach seyeloven? Let's say in the first case that the seyeloven goes away. So tameh mifnei hamichyo, you should know the nega is still tameh because the mice of the michyo is still there. Again, you had a nega of a beheres, the nega the size of a gris of a beheres, and then there's also another size of chadosh of a michyo in the middle of it. So now, even though the seyeloven goes away, so what? You still have the michyo there. Therefore, it's tameh. Now, Rabbi Shimon says no mitayher mifnei shaloi hafachtoi habeheres. Rabbi Shimon says, no, in this last case you tore, because it's not considered like the beheres changed over the hair to become white, but considered like the white hair was here before. There is in the case when the michya goes away, again, the case when first you had your beheres, and then you had a michya in it, and then two white hairs grew in the michya. So when two white hairs grew, it was not a simen tamei yet, because it was not in the middle of the beheres, in the middle of the michya. And now the michya, the raw meat, becomes normal again, so the michya goes away. Now it comes out the two hairs are in the middle of the beheres. Rabbi Shimon in this case says he's remained Torah, because the beheres is not what changed the two hairs to become white. They became white before the beheres was there, because of the michya. And therefore, that's not a simen tamei. But Rabbi Shimon holds it has to always be that the beheres always has to be kodma, even kodacham also. But kodma means it has to be that the beheres is what caused the hair to change white. And here it was not the beheres, it was the michya. Therefore, according to Rav Shimon, it's tahor. Now, what's going to be by Harris that he or michios like a gris? Let's say now you have exactly the size of the gris here, which is made up of a beheres, the white spot, and the michi is inside it. True, the michi is the size of the kadosha, and altogether it's only a gris, which is still a simen tamei, it's still tamei. But v'seya lova matoch beheres. Now, also you had two white hairs that grew in the middle of the beheres, in the middle of the nega. So now there are two simonim to make this nega tamei. There's the seyelovon and there's the michya. They're both in the middle of this nega. So what's going to be holcha hamichya? Let's say the michya becomes healthy, the raw meat goes away, is tameyim if they seyelovon, but the nega is still tamei because the seyelovon is there from before already on the nega. What's going to be holach seyelovon? Let's say the two white hairs turn black, but they go away. So tamei if they hamichya, you're still tamei because the michya is there in the nega. On this, Rabbi Shimon mitar. Rabbi Shimon says, "No, yitor. If neishloya fachtoi beheres kegris." Again, Rabbi Shimon argues in this case when the michya goes away, so all you're left with was these two white hairs. Even though these two white hairs were on the beheres itself, not on the michya, but still, Rabbi Shimon says yitor. And the reason is, if neishloya fachtoi beheres kegris. According to Rabbi Shimon, you have to have the size of a gris, a beheres of a gris there first. And then that gris, that beheres, changes the hair to become white. Then the white is a simen tameya. But over here at the beginning, you never had a complete gris worth of the beheres. It was made up at the beginning of gris of a beheres and a michya. So true, it was tummy then. But I call upon him, the gris was made up of a part of the michya also. And therefore, according to Bishim, if the michya is what turned the hair to become white, that does not make the hair to be a simen tameya. The two white hairs are only a simen tameya if what caused it to turn white In other words, that was there first was it had to be a beheris, the size of a tigris. And then the size of the gris of a heris, and then two white hairs grow on it, that's a simit tumeya. But over here at the beginning, you did not have the size of a gris. It was only a little bit less. It was one adosha less than a gris. Because you had the michi with it to make it up to a gris. So according to Rabbi Shimon, now when the michi goes away, just the simit tumeya of the two white hairs, that will not make a tummy. Umayda though, but he agrees. Shem yesh b'mekoyim se'elovon kagris shutamei. But let's say at the beginning that beheris was the size of a gris, and enechnami then there was a michi kadosha besides that, and later the michi goes away, then the Shem would agree that the two hairs are still a simen tameya, since when the two hairs grew at the beginning there was already there a beheris the size of a gris, so that made those hairs turn white. That will be a simen tameya even according to Rabbi Shimon. Your Mishnah Zayin. Beheres, you had a simen beheres on your skin, size of a gris or else more. Uvo michio fission, two things happened to it. That was michio means the skin grew raw there, came raw, or else fission, after he came back after the first week, after the second week, it started to spread. So now the Kohen pronounced you tomei vada imuchlek because of two reasons, because of the michio and because of the fission. What's going to be holcha hamichio? Later the michia heals up, the raw meat goes away. Still tmeyim if neya fisyon. As long as the spreading is still there, that nega did not go away, so you're tummy muchlet because of the fisyon. What's going to be holacha fisyon? Let's say the part that spread became darker, that the nega went away. So you should know, tmeyim if neya michia, you're still tummy because of the michia that grew in the ikar of the nega. So therefore, until both of them go away, you remain tmeyim muchlet. V'chein the same thing b'seyelovin v'fisyon. The same thing if you had two simoni tmeya, the white hair grew in the nega, and also started to spread. The same thing, holch, that if one goes away, you still tummy because of the other, until both of them go away. What's going to be holcho v'chozer b'seyv shavua? Let's say the beheres goes away in the middle of Yemei Hezger. You came to the Kohen first, and he says, okay, we'll put you away for a week. And in the middle of that week, the beheres went away. But at the end of the week, when you come back to the Kohen to see it again, the beheres comes back to this place again. So, holcho v'chozer b'seif shavua. Shalach reads, afi k'moy shoysa. It has the same malacha like it was before. Meaning to say, if the Kohen saw it once before, and now he sees it at the end of the first week, it has the same malacha as if it never went away, and therefore he still has to lock you up for another week. We'll be coming back now at the end of the second week, Nechnami, now the Kohen will make you Torah. We do not consider as if when the Nega went away in the middle of the week, as if now when it comes back again, starting over again, but rather no, since it happened in between the week, when the Kohen does not look at you, so since at the end of the week, when the Kohen does look at you, it's back to the same size, the same color as before, it's still called the continuation of the first Nega. That's called Holcha v'chozer b'seif shavua. Is harehi k'moy shoyse, has the same malacha as if it was before. What's going to be liyachar aptur? Let's say after the nega was there for 2 weeks, it didn't spread. So the Kohen said that you're tor. Liyachar aptur, then it goes away, and then it comes back again. That's liyachar aptur. Then teror katchila, it's like the beginning of the new beheris. You have to start over again, and even now two esgerim. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Hoysa Aza? At the beginning, when you first came to the Kohen, the Nega was really white, Aza, like snow. Venasis Keya, at the end of the week, it became a little bit darker. But still a tome de Kakola, a came like a Kruma Beitza. Or else the opposite way, when you first came to the Kohen, it was Keya. It was the color of a Kruma Beitza. Venasis Aza, at the end of the week, when you come back the second time, was bright like snow. Is Harehi Kumay Shoysa still at the same malacha as if it stayed the same way and they have to lock it up another week? As that's not called the Shinu the Mara since it still stayed within one of the four Maras Nagoyim. Over Vad, like it says, Shalatismite Miyaba Maras, it can become less or darker than the four colors of white. What's going to be Konso Ufosiso? Or else Posiso the Konso? So Rabbi Kiva Metame, the Chachomim Metarim. Last part of Mishnah, let's say Konso. That's when he came to the Kohen, the Nega became smaller than a gris. And then later, Foshasot, later it spread, became more, it came back again. or else Foshasa, first it spread, and then when you come back a second time, the Konsa came back to the original size. So Rabbi Kiva and Matam, Rabbi Kiva, both these cases says it's a Siman Tumah. Since Lamaisa, this Nega did spread, even though first it became smaller, and then it spread to the original size, but Lamaisa, after it had a Shein Nega on it, it spread, so therefore it's a Siman Tumeya. V'chom Netan, V'chom say no, it's Torah. Let's say in the first case, it was Konsa, it came less than the size of a Gris. So it's like bottled the Shein Gris. Then Ufoshiso, when it spread to be the size of a Gris, it's like a new Nega. So it don't have a din pisyon on it. Whereas the opposite way also, first it spread and then it went in konsa, it came smaller again. The mice and now the pisyon went away. So therefore, according to Chomim, it's like the new nega, and therefore it's without the pisyon. Now wherever week you're in, like you have to continue on if you're under the first week, not like a new nega, because it just doesn't have the loch of a pisyon. That if you're at the end of the first week, you still have to have another hezger for the second week. If we ended the second week in Echlami, then it would remain a Tohor. Mishneh Ches, Beheres Kegris. You have a Beheres, the size of Gris, start out with, the size of the Gris. Ufoshasa, and it spread, it became bigger. Kechatzi Gris, it spread to the size, an extra Chatzi Gris. But then Bolach Menum, then from the original Neged, went away Kechatzi Gris. And now again, you're only left with a Gris. So Rabbi Kiva Rai Metiro, but Chila looks at it, and you have to start over like a new Negev now. It's like a new Negev, and start like the beginning from the first week over again. The Chom Metan Chom say no, it's a continuation. And therefore, if you're at the end of the second week, then it becomes Torah. If you end of the first week, you have to wait another week. But according to Chom, it's called the continuation. Since it's only the size of the Gris right now, it's still a continuation of the first Negev. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it starts off like a new Negev. It's a new Ascholi, you have to start over again, a new Hesker for new 2 weeks. All right, we'll stop here.